Let's take another walk through part of our history. How did Native Americans in this area sustain themselves centuries ago? Find out this weekend at Audubon Acres here in Chattanooga, which will host the historic Walk Through Native American Life on Saturday, starting at 1 p.m., following the guidelines for COVID-19. Darlene Carlson is Executive Director of the Chattanooga Audubon Society, and Michelle Newbell is one of the Native American presenters with the Spirit of the Veteran and Warrior Board. Darlene, Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Darlene, tell us more about this walk.
Audubon Acres is a Trail of Tears site, and so we're trying to tie in our history with an interesting educational event for the community, actually.
And the purpose of this walk is to teach people how Native Americans sustained themselves in more ways than one. And Michelle, you are one of the presenters during this walk. Who will demonstrate that?
Yes, I'm a herbalist and I give nature walks with Outdoor Chattanooga and just in various places. The more I found out about the history of Tennessee, the more I realized that we were heavily influenced by our indigenous ancestors. I studied herbalism, and so I will be giving demonstrations on some of the herbs that the natives used to sustain themselves and to use as food, herbs as medicine, various parts of the herbs to use for basket making, for inhalations with mullein, just for soothing their well-being, things of that nature.
You mentioned inhalation. Tell us more about that.
Well, many of the chiefs and some tribes, they used herbs for ceremonial measures. And mullein was not just used for consumption, but consuming in a different form. And that form was through inhalation. They would have sweat lodges, burn incense in the particular area for just to cleanse the air. There's many different medicinal values for cleansing the air with herbs. And so they found that to be very valuable.
And what you're describing is just one of the sessions you're teaching. The sessions that you and your fellow presenters are sharing with those who participate in the walk, we are talking everything from clay pottery to canning to clothing, instruments, trading, jewelry, foods. All of this tied into how people in this area used this land.
Yes, they recognized that they were a part of nature. And they were very good stewards of the land, and they took every aspect of the land and created it for something that they could use for daily living, such as the clay, making clay pottery and basket making, use the netting that some of the elements from the herbs, the various aerial parts of the herbs were used for netting or fishing. And the clothing, creating regalia, and even using squash and gourd for instruments. And when other colonial settlers came, they did trading with beads. The French and European traders traded with beads, glass beads. So they had different trading mechanisms and bartering systems.
And where can people go online for more information?
The best place to do is just go to our website at chattanoogaaudubon.org. If you touch our events page, you will see this event listed, Historic Walk Through Native American Life, and you can click there and buy tickets purchased directly from the website. There's no paper tickets for this.
All right. Darlene, Michelle, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.